When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
End up getting cancer after all that. So this is starting round one for me here.
Yep. Nice job, as Danny said, from Arthur straight away. Bivol looking to put that foot. Look at that left foot from Bivol. He's looking to stand on Arthur's foot.
I'm surprised at the pressure that Bivol's putting on early.
That's good. That's what I want to say.
He's got to put a statement on, hasn't he, really? He's got to put a statement on if he wants this big fight next.
He's been out of the ring far too long, you know?
Yeah, he has. 13 months. Nice job from Arthur. Oh, took one back.
Yeah, people just keep backing him into the corners.
It was an interesting start.
Who was his last knockout? Sullivan Barrera?
Sullivan Barrera, 2018.
Really? As long ago as that?
Yeah.
Was that after Broadhurst then, was it?
It was directly after it.
Right. Yeah, because he was brilliant against Barrera that night. He boxed him all the way and put the stamp on the end, didn't he, in the last round?
That's right, aye. So it's been decision wins ever since.
Wow. Didn't realise it was that long. That's 5 years odd. He looks motivated here.
A little bit sloppy there as they go into the clinch.
Mm-hmm.
Referee definitely waiting longer to break them up than the referee was for Miller and Dubois.
Yeah, another English ref. Can't remember what you call that guy. Is it Lee something? Can't remember his name. John Latham, I think that is, sorry.
I know what the RGs would call him.
Oh?
Yeah, bastard. Is that what they call all y'all?
I don't know.
Big up Sandy Ryan.
R.I.P. Belgrano.
Another more clinching here. Bit of a sloppy first round.
Do you want to sync up at the end of this round again, Matty? Where are you at?
Let's see here. I am just under a minute to go in the round.
I'm at 50 seconds in round one.
I'm around that point as well. I think we're all around the same then, Matt Butters.
Excellent.
Possibly. I changed channel, Steve. I must be in the same one as you. Number five.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on number one at the point.
Right, okay.
Just kind of a lot of foot feints from both of them. Not a lot happening here.
A lot of jabbing.
Nice little overhand right by Bivol in there. You know, Bivol is definitely the smaller man in the ring, though. It looks way more apparent as you're seeing this.
Arthur using his jab well, I think, like considering his opponent. Yeah, he's doing all right.
What I don't like from Arthur, and if I'm going to say I kind of like that stoppage bet a little bit more, is if you look at him, he's really twitchy. There's a lot of nervous energy and everything going on with Arthur.
Very twitchy indeed. But I think that's almost like his feint, isn't it? He's very twitchy on the feint, and then obviously and then he shoots out that long left jab. He's done all right at the first round. You know what I mean? He's done all right. I mean, he's looking a bit marked up, but other than that, he's done what he's come to do.
Yeah, some fighters are a bit twitchy. Look at Makhmudov earlier. He was doing some right funny neck thing, wasn't he? I don't know what that was all about. That's like when at the end of boxer size when they get us to do the old neck movements and all.
It was cement feet. Fucking Jesus, man. I've never seen foot movement like it. Just trying to pick up the corner details. I didn't really hear it.
That's us now, Matt Butters, starting into round two. That's my stream anyway.
That's me round two. Bell just went there.
Can someone give me a shout when they're at 2 minutes 42?
Yeah. Arthur back out on the jab. I think he had a bit of damage around his right eye. Nothing serious
at
this stage.
5, 4, 3, 42, Danny.
42,
lovely,
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm with you boys now.
Yep, that's all us in sync, Matt, for you.
All right. Still just kind of a battle of the jabs right now. You could definitely see there's purpose with what Bivol's doing. He definitely wants it.
Certainly got Arthur, but... No cowering up at him. He's got him defending.
Yeah. He's not letting him play the role of the bigger man in this fight.
I'd like Bivol just to do, you know, some straight shots, just 1-2 down the pipe at the minute, because I think Arthur's guard is open to let them come through.
Yeah, kind of do like he did against Canelo, 1-2, 1-2, 3 out.
Yeah. More of that aggressive straight line punching. Will kind of, I think that, yeah, there we go. We're starting to
good.
See it now.
There perfect. It is, exactly yeah. that. It's like he heard you from your lips to Bivol's ears.
Oh, that's good work from Bivol.
It's the only thing I've put my lips on recently, mate. Yeah,
as a great song once said, there, Danny. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
Never true what it said.
Yeah, the left hook's working, I think, because Arthur's right eye looks like it's a little bit blemished. Bivol needs to keep this energy going.
I mean, Arthur's got to get more than the jab going, actually, getting Bivol to back off. I mean,
it's a tough night for Arthur, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah, he can't go like this for 12 rounds. As you say, he's going to get marked up with that left hook, and Bivol's starting to find some body shots there as well. So
I think those straight shots have kind of, you know. Oh, there we go. Left hand, right hook.
He is lighting him up now.
This is what we want to see, though. This is exactly what we want to see. We don't want a 12-round boar fest.
Yeah.
You know, it's so important when fighters recognize the gap in levels that exist between them and another, and they just go in there and get it done. You allow so many possibilities when you choose to be passive about it, and you know you can go to a points decision. You know, a single punch cuts your eye. You just take your eye off the ball for a moment and you're done and over with. There's just, you get screwed by the judges just because you're outworked, even though they're not landing cleanly. It's all unnecessary when you have the option of taking your opponent out of there. And this is what we want to see from Dimitri Bivol.
Yeah, mismatches are one thing, but don't play with your food. Go and smash them out. That's what
Arthur's corner telling them, you go to throw the right hand. You go to, after you throw that jab, you go to throw the right hand behind it.
Someone at ringside in a nice yellow suit there. Looking well. That's what we like to see. That's a good shot there. Let's have a quick look in the chat here. Matt Butters, too much of a skill gap, needs to try and outpower him, although I'm not sure Arthur is a bigger puncher. What else we got here, boys? Kaiser Koba says all those jabs to the body. Arthur's low left hand, Bivol just waiting for the big right hand. He throws a lot of throwaway shots, Bivol, doesn't he? He gets into little rhythms, and then all of a sudden he changes the combination up. He's very clever.
That's what I was going to say. Once he starts cutting loose, mate, Arthur's got problems all over it. He's just instantly on the defensive. He's got no counter shots. Yeah. And you say he's got nothing after the jab. He's not showing the right hand.
He's got to try to play the role of the bigger man in some way, shape, or form, and it might bite him in the ass, but the fact of the matter is he's not going to outbox a master boxer like Dimitri Bivol. And right now, especially as we see Bivol basically power boxing, it's a bad place for Arthur to be in. He's going to be in much better shape if he can be closing the distance, making it rough, grappling a little bit. At the very least, he's not going to be at the end of Bivol's punches.
Matty, I know they're night and day with their skill sets, but look at the dimensions of Arthur and think of Beterbiev in there as well. And look at the way Bivol's sort of moving in and out. Like I said, you know, different skill sets completely, but I'm thinking size dimensions wise.
Well, you know, the thing about it is Beterbiev isn't that tall. I think he's 5'11", maybe 6 foot tall. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of he's broader, but he's not going to have that height advantage. And he is lighting up. He's lighting him up.
Left hook's landing lovely, isn't it? Referee's hovering, I think, you know.
Mixing it up, body and head.
You really landing?
No, not everything's landing. Not everything's landing.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that Arthur is hurt by necessarily anything in that sequence. But at the very least, piling up points, you know, Arthur's doing very little.
It's a tough knife for Arthur as well, because you know Bivol can keep this pace going. He has no gas tank issues.
Yeah, if I'm Bivol, I see the opportunity here, and he can kind of light him up. And I like seeing him be forceful. But if I'm him, I'm going to be working that jab more and more in getting Arthur focused on it. And then at some point in time, just abandoning the jab and start throwing the straight right hand, which Arthur is open for, but he won't be expecting if you lean on the jab at this moment.
A rare right hand by Arthur there, but misses the target.
Mm. He's in survival mode at the moment, which is understandable. You know, I think he's doing all right in the context of the situation.
I really wonder if he has got problems with his right hand over the past number of fights now, because that's it. He's just got to, just work the body. See, nice wee left hook there to the body, comes back upstairs with a jab, back on the jab again.
Yeah, whenever Benavidez was sparring with Bivol, he said that he's very textbook and does the same thing over and over again, but he does it very, very well.
Yeah. Master of the basics, mate.
Yeah.
You say it all the time. You say if you can just throw punches at different angles, switch it up a wee bit, just, you know, do it in a manner that it's not so much, a wee bit untextbook a wee bit, which he can do it, as you can see it in those early rounds there where he was kind of letting the hands go, but he was kind of quieter at the end of that round, I thought. But Arthur's just kind of, because of the way he's fighting, it's going to be hard for Bivol to really kind of, he obviously he's not wanting to step in himself and get caught with something, take a bad cut or something like that. He's just got to keep chipping away and hopefully he can catch Arthur with something that can do maybe the back half of this fight possibly.
Now, what Dan W says there, absolutely no way Bivol is this aggressive against Beterbiev. Of course he isn't.
No
chance. I was just saying about the sort of dimensions. That was all. As Matty said, Arthur's taller. Arthur's strengths, unfortunately, are quite similar to Bivol's in that they're textbook, and you can't beat him that way, I don't think. You know, Ramirez tried to stand off and jab with him at times. Whenever he pushed him back against the ropes, that was when he had success. If you stand and try and jab with him, I don't think you can beat him that way, which is why Beterbiev tried to be rough, where he land the big heavy shots, try to get hold of him.
But his jab's different gravy, though, mate. The power he's got in that jab compared to even, you know, Arthur's got, that's his best punch, but that Beterbiev jab's it's a trip hammer.
Exactly, so that's what will keep Bivol. He won't be marching forward like this. He'll be on his bike.
Won't be taking those punches head or body.
No chance.
Dav, if you look at some of the times that Beterbiev has had trouble, didn't Marcus Brown box pretty
Brown,
well
yeah.
at times?
Yeah, he's fast, isn't he, Brown? Yeah,
yep, Vozdick as well. If those guys who are capable of really using their hands and feet in unison
and their head in Brown's case,
he caught him a couple clean there, yeah, in his head. But you know, guys like that, they can give him a lot of trouble, and obviously, you know, Vozdick is an interesting case. He's back to fighting again. He's looked all right. I'm not going to necessarily say that I think Bivol is better than Vozdick right now. I kind of want to see that fight so I can make that judgment, because I want to know really how good of a version of what kind of fighter Beterbiev beat that night, because
Bivol landed a few shots. Yeah, just wondering, Lash, you know, how you think that we get a wee bit off Bivol here? It's a wee bit of impatience. He's like, you can see it in his kind of body movements, he's kind of eager to get involved, but just because Arthur keeps backing off and just getting that kind of like unsteadiness, or
probably being out the ring
good
for
right
so
hand
long,
by
Bivol, well,
right there, good right hand.
So you're saying, Matty, you're trying to think of what Beevil's at now compared to what Gvozdik was when he went in with Beserbiev. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think Gvozdik was really an exceptional fighter. And the fact that his career was derailed, he was gone for years after that, it might really speak volumes about Beserbiev. Yeah, that was a brutal fight. I mean, and you consider the fight before that, Gvozdik ended Stevenson and basically turned him into a vegetable for a number of years.
I thought that Gvozdik ended up with some kind of brain injury himself, but I probably just made that up over time because I've seen no evidence of it.
No, maybe they were afraid of bleeding on the brain or something like that. Possibly. Steve, could have been.
I think it was the way that fight ended against Beterbiev. It was a beating, Teddy Atlas in the corner, We Are Firemen, that type of stuff.
Beterbiev was clever too, man. He boxed well that night, I thought, as well.
But as you say, if you put a guy in the hospital for 3 days, I think that says its own story.
Yeah.
And Arthur just has no answers.
I mean, that right hand there from Bivol, man, if it wasn't for the fact that Arthur had his gloves higher there in the landing flush, you just don't know, he might got a different reaction off it. But I don't know, he's just got to find that opening. That's all he's got to do.
If Bivol continues to fight like this and at this pace, I still don't know if he's going to knock Arthur down, but I wouldn't be shocked to see the corner pull the plug on this affair.
That's the end of the fourth. Is it the fourth? Aye.
I think they will eventually. I think if it gets towards the sixth or seventh, Arthur's corner might say, what's the point here?
Oh, I thought that was sound from somebody's television, but no, it was somebody else talking in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my missus.
Is she giving commentary as well?
No, it's my brother-in-law. talking in the background.
This is, I tell you, this is such a showcase fight for Bivol, and it's kind of a shame he was out of the ring for as long as he was, and this is what we get out of it. But ultimately, if within 6-7 months we see the better Bivol fight, at least it was worth something. I'm not saying that 175 is the deepest division in boxing, but I think he could have spent his time with better things than just sitting on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm. Right, where are we at now?
250 at round 5.
Yep, just coming into round 5 myself. 54 likes on the YouTube, 54 likes. Come on, let's get up to 100 tonight, shall we? Only 54. If we're not up to 100 by 9:30, I'm cutting this stream off.
Oh, fuck, Jesus. You and your threats.
You and your threats. 10 minutes, mate. I've only got 21 likes here.
Steve is like fucking North Korea. He makes all these idle threats. All he wants you to do is send him grain. And Arthur has not much to offer here, but unfortunately, Bivol is not quite able to find the openings. I'm not saying he doesn't look sharp, but there's just enough to Arthur's defensive posture to keep Bivol from landing a lot clean right now.
Matt Butter says Arthur may be taking a bit on the gloves, but simply not throwing enough to compensate. Tosh says if it goes past 7, no doubt Bivol will just see it out, always does. That's what I was alluding to earlier, you see. I'm hoping he gets rid of him soon because he will do that.
You just got to land something, just something to change it, and then just get the ref to kind of, catch his eye, force stoppage, something like that. Just get it over with.
Because Arthur was struggling in his last fight, wasn't he, Andy? Do you remember on Channel 5? He got dropped by that Argentine, didn't he?
Aye, that's the guy I was talking about.
Remember Suarez, was he?
That was a fun little fight, actually.
That was the guy that I mentioned. He got stopped in one round against the Venezuelan, didn't I? And they say, just based off that one round stoppage that he got beaten, I think this guy could cause Arthur problems. And he fucking did.
You were right.
Just the way he kind of like came about his business, eh? But
Bivol just needs to get back on those straight shots, isn't it? That's what caused Arthur problems in the second, I think it was. And now all of a sudden he's just, I don't know, it's just like he's not, maybe even to, like Andy just said, try and work the body a bit or something to get him to properly lower those hands a bit more. Imagine they're already low as it is, so.
This is wank, actually. It's turning into that now.
There's not a lot to say. It's Bivol's landing a few shots here and there, but it's mostly his foot pressure that's keeping Arthur on the defensive right now. He's constantly in position. That's the one thing that you really have to give to fighters like Bivol is you very rarely see them out of position to punch.
Oh, good right hand there.
Absolutely.
He makes him pay, Matty, as well. Whenever Arthur opens up and tries to throw and misses, Bivol makes him pay. So that's why he's reticent, I think.
Absolutely. the punch stats for this fight would not be pretty. I'll tell you that much.
He's starting to look for that right hand over the top now, actually, Bivol, so keep an eye out for it.
I still think he needs to shoot the right hand and just a few times instead of throwing the jab. Just shoot the right hand. I feel like it's going to catch him off guard, and the angle is there.
There's the man, CR7, anal specialist.
Andy, if you had to kill one of them first, which one would it be? You're taking too long on this.
I'm wondering who the Sheik is here, actually. I'm wondering who that was. But
that's Turkey.
That's Turkey, isn't it?
That's his Excellency.
Is that the man? Is that the ruler? Is that the guy who's in charge of the season?
In charge of the season, I think, isn't he? The reason for the season.
I just can't get away from it when Usyk like basically said Turkey in the ring that time. It did make me laugh.
Kaiser Cobra's in the chat there, says, agreed with everything said. Bivol, not enough variety, allowing him to win. Arthur is picking most of these shots off. James Windsor says, had a 15% espresso can before. Feeling great, in capital letters. So there you go. Shout out to James Windsor. Loves a beer, does James?
James, the Boxing Asylum's alcohol specialist.
Yeah, flip me, man.
We all were when we were young, though, Steve, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say exactly. He's only about 21, so we'll let him have his chance. Give his liver a beating, like Bivol beating on this Arthur liver right now.
All right. Last round of the first half. I've got Bivol taking all these rounds quite easily, in fact.
This could easily be 12-0.
Easy. Nice little uppercut. Then he shot the right hand.
He's so technically good. I know we're wanking over him and all, but his technique, he's never out of position, is he, when he's textbook with his shots?
Just look at the feet.
Yeah.
Good view of his feet. Yeah.
Shuffle forward, that back stick just hovering around, letting the front leg do the work.
We can just take that wee half
nice
step
little
to the
one
side
two there.
Straight right.
Definitely seeing some pronounced swelling on the left eye of Lyndon Arthur at this point in time.
Well, you see him try and catch Arthur's jab and just throw that right hand.
Just landed 3-4 jabs consecutively right there by Bivol. Excellent work. Can't quite find the home for the left hook. Arthur just moves out of the way every time Bivol gets behind it.
His arms are so long, he can cover the body and probably parts of his chin as well when he tucks it.
He leans back, doesn't he, quite well at times. Oh, that was a good little combination.
You know, when you consider that, he's probably a little bit foolish keeping his left so low. You could kind of more winky right it and probably be a more effective defensive fighter.
Bivol's jab is great, says Des Watson in the chat. Shout out to Des. James Windsor's 24, and he's washed already.
Arthur just backing Bivol into the ropes there. He's physically... Oh, but nice little spin there by Bivol. As I was getting ready to say, Arthur, obviously the more physically stronger man. Oh, well, maybe Dimitri Bivol has something to say about that.
Get back in your box right now. He ain't having any of that.
Just missing with that right hand.
I think he got a wee bit on it.
Oh, he's putting the pressure on a bit now. Body shot.
There you go, body shot.
Yeah, that left hand of the body was the business. A little bit more of that would go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Just wish he would shoot that right hand. Don't worry about
it. Trying to get another body shot.
End of the round. First half of the fight down, and I cannot say that there was a round I could give to Lyndon Arthur in the first half of that fight, unfortunately.
At least it's going at a decent pace.
It is. It's. He's not just strategically boxing. If he keeps it up at this, I mean, even if he doesn't get the stoppage, it's not like he's Bivol isn't trying at this point in time. I like the effort that he's putting forth at this point.
Imi 2009 says up the baggies. I have to disagree with that, Imi, to be honest, as a Wolves fan. Canelo, they're talking about Canelo as well. Hit the like. What are we on the likes here? Like watch.
55, I'm seeing here.
64, I'm seeing.
All right. I can't be getting live updates.
Dingle. Good lad, Emmy. Haven't seen that name before. Shout out to any new listeners. And the old listeners, too.
All right. Kicking off round number 7.
Yep.
And we do apologize for those who might have a stream in a different place. If you got the legal one going, you can definitely pause and start with us. We are currently at 2:45, round number 7.
Yeah. Commiserations to anybody who paid for this tonight.
Honestly, this is the best value for a pay-per-view I've seen all year, Steve. $40 for fucking what has started, 5 hours ago at this point in time? Mm. Well, the action, maybe 4.5. I got to tell you, compared to some other things, this is good value.
Depth. It's good depth.
Yeah. I like the speed of it as well, the way they've kept it going, fight after fight. I am worried, as we said before, there's going to be a big lull at one point and a break. But at the moment, this is a good pace. Nice time, 9 o'clock for us.
Well, I think that's something that boxing is kind of picking up. Dana White's harped on it as he's pushing his UFC Fight Pass package with boxing on it, as he just believes there should be less bullshit in between fights. And I agree with that. Other than, like, you know, the time maybe between the co-main and the main, when you're really doing the build up, this, that, and the other thing, there might be a little bit more of some showmanship, theatrics going into the ring walks. That makes sense. But, some of the time between fights, it just puts you to sleep.
In between rounds at the Belfast card recently, Matty, they were shooting T-shirts out of cannons, these sexy young ladies, and there was a golden T-shirt. And if you won it, you and a friend could sit ringside with Eddie.
That's what a deal. I would have been running for that T-shirt. Running, knocking over children, old people to get the golden shirt. Like Charlie Bucket after a golden ticket to get into the Wonka factory. How is the chocolate Colin made, Eddie?
You drop kick Colin Hart out the road to get there. You've had your time, you get the road.
And as we've just been talking here, Bevel just continuing his work. He's had a few minutes where he's worked Arthur over. Yeah, nothing truly big landed this round, no. I don't believe.
But it's not at a labored pace. That's what I like. At least they're kind of moving along. It's not like two fat heavyweights, at least.
Arthur is Miller, basically.
If there's anything that's changed in the last round and a half, gentlemen, I'd say it is definitely that Arthur is keeping that right glove up by that the left glove up by that damaged left eye. He is definitely being more conscious of that, not trying to roll and parry punches off of his shoulders now, which is probably a pretty stupid move if you're facing Dimitri Bivol, ask Canelo.
Bivol's offensive but defensively responsible at the same time. He moves out of range very, very quickly, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's not one of those people that crowds himself. What was the fight? Sanchez in some of those early rounds against Fa, he found himself landing a few good punches and then crowding his work. And that's something you can't say about Bevel. He's always in position, always gives himself room. He's one of those guys you think if he had just a little bit more bang to his shots, he would be one of the most dangerous fighters in boxing easily.
Shout out to George in the Nutters chat. He says, Arthur going 12 and then doing the Butler team photo after Inoue. I thought that was a good comment. Ronaldo trying to ignore McGregor. Well, you would, wouldn't you? It's bad for the image. But Turbiev would wallop Arthur, says James Windsor.
They're both rapists, I don't know.
I don't know. We're friends of everybody here, Andy. You're not going to hold it against anybody.
No. It could be.
James Windsor, the world of fight would be on if he had replaced Bivol. I think Bivol beats Arthur in 5, yeah. Different styles, though, isn't it? That's the way Baturbia fights. Yeah, Kaiser Cobra, we're all going to feel like Jarrell Miller, aren't we, after Christmas?
I'm just glad I'm not feeding him, Steve.
Get the turkey into him.
How many? 4?
All right. We are starting round number 8 here. About 10 seconds in, 20. Bevel back behind the jab again. Right hand to the body. That was nice. Right hand to the
body. That was nice, that one. He felt it.
I do like Bevel is just not backing off of that pace. He is power boxing at a good volume for sure.
It's hard to knock somebody out who doesn't want to be knocked out as well. I'm not saying Arthur's overly negative, but he is quite shelled up at times.
I don't know why you wouldn't say that. I think he's being overly negative, Steve.
I don't know. He's not... Well, yeah, okay, I suppose you are right. He came forward then, Matty. I just saw half step forward, no?
Yeah?
Oh, he's gone back again. He knows what's going to happen if he lets his hands go, doesn't he? Let's be honest. So you've got to decide now. Are you going to go for broke or are you going to try and see to 10, 11, 12? That's the decision he's got to make.
I think Arthur just went about 25 seconds there between meaningful punches. Double jab there.
Mm-hmm.
Now yeah. He's trying to work it just a little bit. Got caught by a jab by Bivol there.
I think he's trying to keep Bivol off him more than anything else. That's his main objective.
Yeah, it's not fully purposeful what he's doing. It's not a snappy jab. Not exactly pushing it, though. It's kind of like Dubois was throwing in the middle. It's kind of not a perfect jab, but it does its job a little bit.
Bivol found a couple of left hooks there.
Yeah, Dez thinks a little body shot might have gone in on Bivol there.
Feinted the right hand.
David Mustard said, hello, lads. Hope yous are good.
Good left hand to the body by Bivol there.
Oh, that was a nice shot. Arthur just sagged a little bit.
Yeah, he did. He tried to kind of cover that arm a wee bit too late.
The body's where it's at for Bivol, but it's difficult to hit his body, I think, Andy, like you say, because those long arms.
Long arms, mate. He's just got that nice way of kind of covering up. He's got the chin well tucked.
Oh, right hand by Arthur and Bivol back straight up.
Yeah.
Bivol just took a mad body shot and he's hurt.
Yeah, he backed him right up there, didn't he?
That was probably what Dez was talking about 2 minutes ago. Flip me, Dez, you were right, man.
We're like, okay, I guess. Oh, that.
We're a wee bit behind here, Dez. We're at 27 seconds.
We're getting there, Dez. Oh, Walden just knocked out Parker on Dez's stream.
Dez, can you chuck us the lottery numbers for tonight, please?
Fair play, Dez. We definitely all saw that, didn't we, man? That was Arthur didn't jump on him or anything, but...
Bivol backing him up in the corner to finish the
I
round.
I thought you could believe it, actually, probably. Not.
Like when Paulie Malignaggi hurt Juan Diaz. Like, oh, shit, I did that?
I don't do that.
Bivol closing that round well, though, putting a stamp on it.
Yeah, have you better respect at the end of the round as well. I think Bivol was accepting that one.
Interesting.
If Bivol put that, like, those kind of combinations in a bit of a 30-second... sprint, if you like. I think he'd get him out of here, but I don't know. It's almost like he takes his foot off the gas every now and again. Just put your foot down and end it.
Let's try to see this shot again. That
in between rounds, Andy, they were definitely messing with the shorts and poking him. I wonder if they're thinking about it was a rib, a damaged rib, maybe.
It's got Bivol on the attack on the replays.
They're not showing it on my version.
Yeah, here we go. This could be it.
God, since we don't have the sound on, we don't even know if maybe the announce crew missed that themselves. See, this is why, you know, we should be the ones doing it. It's day of reckoning.
They never showed it.
Maybe their feet got tangled or something and we're completely oblivious.
Somebody else mentioned it in the chat. Yeah. So we're kind of
kicking off round nine.
Yeah, let us know in the chat what was going on there.
It happened in the metaverse, Steve.
Yeah, say that again.
It happened in the metaverse, mate.
Exactly. You have to put more Bitcoin Rodneys in to try and watch the replay.
I made me doubt it, actually. I'm sure that right hand landed.
Barker mentioned he wanted to see it again, says Johnny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet you the people who become addicted to virtual reality porn are going to start calling themselves metasexual.
Oh, right hand by Buffalo. Arthur up the ropes, body shot.
Bivol working, definitely doing some good work there. But now he is crowd himself after he gave him all that credit.
Yeah.
He goes and crowds himself.
And there's a couple of body shots from Arthur. He doesn't stop Bivol to his credit, really. He hasn't completely gone on his bike, has he?
No, he took his moment. He's back to doing what he does. Arthur with another right hand to the body.
His arms went down again. You know where Baturbio is going to be throwing the shots, don't you, when they fight? This is interesting. I think this is a development.
Look at Bivol keeping that left arm down now a little bit more.
Interesting stuff here, I think. This could be the story of the fight regarding Baturbio of Bivol, maybe.
You know, if he feels comfortable trying it, I would try to coerce Arthur into throwing that right to the body and left hooking over the top of it. Definitely a Bivol round here. You know, that's sadly, like, we're seeing these moments for Arthur, but they're seriously one shot in just a couple of rounds here, and the rest of it, just not a whole lot to say. Good right hand by Bivol up against the ropes there, keeping his distance with the jab, landing a few in a row there. Has Arthur trapped. Don't crowd yourself. He's, oh, there he goes. He backs up, almost allowed himself to be tied up. Oh, good right hand over the top right there.
Nah, it was a heavy one, actually.
It was. Look at Bevel's left arm, though. It's always cut. Look at it arching it back to try and avoid that body shot now.
Mm-hmm. He is aware of it. Even if the camera guy apparently didn't notice it.
Yeah, I don't know what the camera guy is doing. They need that guy from Showtime last week climbing in the ring to try and get the shot here.
Pushing him back.
Ooh.
Tied up.
Arthur's done a little bit better the last couple of rounds.
Yeah, and yet I still don't think you can, unless he does something great in this last 30 seconds, I don't think you can really say he could win this round either, though.
No, I haven't given him the round. I think he's just, he's thrown a few shots.
Exactly. He's probably done better than he's done in
He hasn't won anything, though.
Seven or eight rounds. He's just been, it seems that he's landed a couple of better shots. He's letting the right hand go a couple of times.
Yeah.
It looks like he's hurt Bivol to the body at least twice, possibly.
Yeah, Bivol stepping off a bit more now, last 30 seconds. Probably having a breather, to be fair.
That's the end of the round.
Yeah, Arthur, a bit of a moral victory so far, getting this far against a guy of this caliber, I would say.
Absolutely. Well, again, like I said, you know, people are putting up their parlays and things of that nature for this card. It was fun to bet on because there's so many fights. But the one I just couldn't get behind was Bivol by KO. I just couldn't.
A lot of people were thinking maybe the quit, that Arthur might have enough, or he was limping about, maybe some kind of injury. That was maybe where the KO could come from.
Yeah. Something like so far.
Yeah, we're doing all right. We're doing all right. Three super chats so far and 70 likes exactly. So we need another 30 in 20 minutes. Otherwise, I'm off. I'm not really going to go anywhere.
Yeah, that, on the replay, Bivol did land a really nice, short, straight right hand in that round. Caught Arthur's attention for sure. All right. We are kicking off round number 10.
Well, I had Bivol for decision in this fight, I'm sure.
Yep, I did. I did too.
And I took...
Right. I had that. I wasn't right on Makhmudov for the Dubois fight, though.
No, but I got the KO right, but I didn't get any points. I got Sanchez right.
Yeah.
I got
Hergovic was a banker, wasn't it?
I got Hergovic as well, mate.
I'm still pissed off myself for not just betting the first round on that one.
I'm still raging. I never got the Willem Smith one last week. That's absolutely outrageous. I was on a hot streak there. I went to shit.
When we were watching it, I had it on mute, so I was just, I kind of couldn't tell what was going on. So it was a very random quit. I had to go back and watch it and see that there were actually some decent body shots landed by CBS. Yeah, that was you were looking golden there through seven, Andy.
I can never again.
Bivol, same stuff. We're just working behind the jab. Oh, man, Arthur really went for that right hand to the body there. Kind of, I think Bivol missed a chance at a good counter there.
He's coasting now, Bivol. He's going to go the distance, isn't he, I think?
Yeah, it's looking... It's just, you know, why take the risk? I mean, he's been hurt. You know, maybe he has got a rib injury and maybe he's not wanting to risk it, so what's the point taking any... I mean, he's not being as aggressive like he did at the start of the fight. He seems to be happy now. He's just taking a...
Wonder, yeah, Andy, if it was one of them body shots where he just caught him on the corner of the rib. Is that those types, you know?
Yeah, or he's when he stepped in, it just took the wind right out of him, and it's just took him a wee bit just to try and catch it back up again. So he's like, well, you know, he's maybe feeling the effects of it. I mean, you know yourself, you take body shots, that mate. Oh, he's covered that up there, though. Left hook.
Yeah, he got a little excited there. Nice devil left hook by Bivol. Good right hand over the top. Mm-hmm. Nice another left hook. Arthur's saying, bring it on, though. Just taking it up. I mean, Bivol stepping off the gas there. Bivol stepping off the gas there. Less than a minute to go. You kind of felt like he might have been able to do some damage there.
Seconds left in the round.
Arthur having a word with somebody. I wonder if he's calling over to his corner.
Corner eye. I think it was his corner eye.
wonder if that left eye has just doesn't look that great. I haven't gotten a fantastic glance at it, but it doesn't look good.
Stepping forward a bit, Arthur, isn't he now? He seemed to be motivating himself a wee bit. Shout out to Ronnie Hussein. He's jumped in as well.
Closing out the last 10 seconds here. Some good shots by Beevil. Yeah, easy round to score for Beevil. Another one for sure.
Betting one there, Matty. Tommy Mack, he said, I've got 50 quid on Wilder from rounds 1 to 3. If that comes up, I'll give a super chat. And he said he'll put a fiver in even if it doesn't come up. So that's good from Tommy there. Thanks very much.
I would love to see just Wilder come out and just absolutely bomb squad the place and just start calling it. Just like absolutely roast everybody. Sam Aleka, I'm going to fucking murder you in the desert. I'm going to kashogi you.
Nice body work from Bivol there. Disappointing if Bivol doesn't stop him, says Matty. Matt, sorry. I think it's nailed on for points now. In fact, Arthur's coming forward more than anything. I think Arthur thinks Matty's took the best shots and he'll just keep coming forward now.
Well, and if he believes that he has a chance at victory here, it's definitely by knockout. There's no way that he has gotten maybe more than two rounds on the scorecards of the judges out of some sort of sympathy for him. So the only way home for Arthur to get a W is going to be by knockout. So he better start coming forward here. But Beevil's throwing hard. That was a nice 1-2 right hand to the body by him right there. I don't know that Beevil's totally off the gas here. I would still think it's going decision, but we shall see.
I don't think it's Beevil's decision at this rate. I'll give Arthur his credit to a degree. I don't think it's necessarily, Beevil's standing off him. I think he's trying to knock him out. Arthur's refusing to be knocked out at the moment.
Yeah.
It's just hard to hit clean.
Yeah. He's a big unit, isn't he? Big long arms.
He's got the height.
Yeah.
A lot of times, for purposes, he has got the experience, you know, end of the day. Knows how to get about the ring.
I make Beterbiev a big favourite on the basis of this one, given that Bivol's had the inactivity and this is his first fight back in a year. I make Beterbiev a big favourite.
It's whether Beterbiev can hold up.
Yeah, you know, I make it very even. I 50-50 for me, I think.
I think it'll be close to a pick-em fight, probably just a slight lean in the direction of Beterbiev.
I was leaning to Beevil, to be honest, before this, but then he has a lot of rust to shake off, doesn't he, over a year out?
And he does look sharp. He's against a guy who's, you know, probably not throwing more than 25 punches around.
Yeah.
Not a lot of openings.
Beterbiev hitting him with those shots, though, pushing him back, man. It's a different gravy.
You know? The body there by Beevil.
Here's a question for you, though, Steve. I know he's at 168, but... You know, as defensive-minded as Lyndon Arthur is, do you think that David Morrell could find the openings?
I think he can find the openings in anybody. I think athletically and punching-wise, Morrell's as good as any of them, around 168, 175. And his future will be at 175. I think Morrell could be outstanding. I think he could maybe surpass Benavidez with the right fights. I think he's that good.
Yeah, I like that fight. I would honestly like to see Benavidez against Canelo and then Morrell face the winner.
Off and down.
Oh.
It's a right hand there.
Oh, you're just slightly ahead of us, Danny.
Oh. Sorry.
We'll have to put hashtag spoiler alert like they do on the YouTube videos.
I thought we was all lined up.
I thought we were as well.
Sorry.
27 seconds left, 26, 25.
Yeah, people just working hard. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2 again.
Oh, yeah. He got hurt with the right hand there.
Left hand to the body. That was that left hand to the body.
Body
right
shot.
There.
That was a left hand to the body. Left hook shot at the body.
Arthur down. Yeah, that was just accumulation, wasn't it? Ironically, Arthur came forward, let his shots go, and then he got caught with a 12-punch combination.
Oops.
Come on, I've got this in the prediction league, man. As a decision win for Beevil.
Is it going to be a Sullivan Barrera, Andy? Is he going to finish him in the last round?
What was it? Who let me down there in the last fight?
Dubois, wasn't he? No. Dubois. Yeah, Dubois.
Miller, aye, Miller was meant to go a distance.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a little one that had it to go a distance, and this one's the same.
Beevil will step off just to spite, you know, says Kaiser Kova.
Bastard. Absolute bastard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the one thing you got to say, you know, even though it wasn't, it hasn't been a just a mind-blowing performance by Beevil or anything, the fact that he's throwing hard and knocking guys down in the 11th round definitely bids well for him. It's not like he's been inactive this fight. He's been moving. He's been throwing.
Here's an interesting one from Des. He says, commentary team says Beevil Beterbiev is being looked at for spring in Saudi, so maybe he's not willing to risk an injury tonight.
That's it, yeah, because he mentioned that that was on the table.
Yeah. If yeah, we're not listening to the commentary, so let us know any interesting tidbits the commentary team are coming off with.
Good double jab right hand, blocking Arthur back. Good left hand up top. Downstairs. Oh, he's trying to go for the finish now. Well, just working.
Oh, he's going to fuck me here, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, the referee is holding off.
What, Arthur? He's hold up, man. Hold him.
Throw a punch, Arthur.
Hold him.
Andy and I need you.
Hold him.
I didn't put money on it. It's just in this side.
Flip me, man. Oh, Bibble.
That's it. That's what we do.
The ref's getting closer and closer and closer.
That ref can fuck off.
The ref's got the spike to go the distance.
2 minutes, yeah, 2 minutes to hang on.
Ref stood off again. Let's see how close he gets.
Get back. Get the load.
The ref's come on his bike, Andy.
Come on, Arthur. Get off. Come on.
Ref's on the jab.
One right hand to the body just to back him off, Lyndon. Oh, Beevil just... Oh, Beevil backing up. Beevil's
he's taking it in the lungs now for another go, isn't he? He's going to have one last go, I think, in the last minute you watch.
He's in a quarter just now.
He's breathing in now. Ready? He's getting ready for the last minute.
Come on. 140 to go. Yeah, that's it, Lyndon. Then the body shots. That's what we're needing. That's what we're banking on.
Step in, ref, says Tosh. Beevil down, says Justin. He's a troller.
Tosh the wanker.
Arthur with a hook. Did land a decent hook around the guard there just a second ago. It's looking like it could go the distance again.
Shh. Don't tempt fate. You and your bookies lines, man.
I didn't bet this. I didn't bet this fight other than just Beevil to win.
Oh, big right hand by Beevil.
They're counting in the chat, Andy, for you. 45, good. Says Jimmy.
Is it 45? I'm at a minute, so it could be anything.
Chuck Woo's turned up.
He could be finished. Chuck was in the first round just now. Oh, big right hand by Arthur. Body shot. Jab.
Yeah, he's standing off with Beevil in the middle of the ring here. Give Come himself on. Just enough distance. Beevil looking for the opening. He's trying to find the shot.
Come on, Lyndon.
30 seconds left.
See it out.
It's going to be like, wouldn't that be something just like the Miller fight if it ended with like 15 seconds less to go?
40 seconds left, Andy, getting closer.
Lighten him up on the side of the road.
Come
side.
On, hold it up. Don't.
He's going trouble. 1 minute to go.
Here, by the way. Don't you dare step in here.
Oh, he hit his chest. That'll keep the ref off him.
Yep.
Come on, 10 seconds left. In the center of the ring again.
10 seconds.
Back into the center of the ring.
Come on. Like the champ you are. Stand up to the 12th.
Death as night follows day.
There we go. That's what we're talking about, baby.
That's the good stuff, Mr. Patterson. That's the good
That's
stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. I'll drink to that.
It wasn't a bad 12-rounder. It wasn't excitement-packed, but at least it was fought at a good speed.
It was a Dmitry Beevil fight. He outclassed a guy in all sorts of ways over 12 rounds. That's just what he does.
500 grand? They're saying Arthur got for that.
500 grand.
It's a good payday. Surely not. The beating. He's
wouldn't
absolutely.
He wouldn't have got that much, would he?
Oh, for this card, the money they're throwing around, absolutely.
Someone said Okutoya was getting 300, wasn't he?
I thought it was even more than that.
Maybe it was. I don't know. And we've got £15 super chats.
I know. Disgusting, eh?
Well, shout out to everyone listening during the week on Sports Social. How many likes have we got? 71. Still only one since that last time.
Absolutely loving that. I must be well ahead of the prediction league this week. Must be well in front.
Getting well done, Andy. What do you reckon? What about the result here? Split decision?
Teddy O'Connor found 10 rounds for Arthur from there.
Your man who done the Haskins fight that time, Clark San Martino. He got the two fighters mixed up.
Even though Haskins' his name was on his trunks. What a fucking hell.
I'll
man.
Never forget that. That was one of the funniest things I was ever at, man.
An absolute fuck up.
Well, we're just waiting for the decision. I think the question on everyone's minds is how many rounds could the judges have found to give Lyndon Arthur among that 12-rounded lopsided fest there?
I think one absolute maybe top. Here's two. The decision coming, so let's just listen to the decision. Okay. Now.
All right, I'm going to mute you guys. So I...
Exact same scorecards, I think. Same scorecards. 120, 108, 12-0, baby.
07, actually, with the knockdown. That was,
Oh, aye, sorry, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So that was clear victory there for Dimitri Bivol, and all sorts of people in the Nutters group just lost their parlays.
But let's just pay homage as well that Bivol is now the unified champ with the IBO title. And main takeaway from this fight is the IBO title will now be recognized by one of the top fighters of the sport, and he now needs to fight Beterbiev. Yeah.
You're fine.
No, I was just going to say, someone in Beevil's camp needs to show him that video of Beterbiev punching the wall and saying,
I must break you.
Then they need to do a promo video set to Pink Floyd with Beterbiev doing that and say, Dimitri, you're just another brick in the wall.
Cedric Sniff says Bivol will launch the IBO belt into his recycling bin when he gets home.
Talking about launching, by maybe it just be once we get past some of the post fight stuff here on this one. Our man Charlo.
Oh, he's off his head, isn't he?
Slap my bitch up, basically.
Yeah, more aggression outside of the ring than in the ring.
Aye, yeah, showing his hands more outside the ring than what he did against Canelo.
Yeah. So what we are now then, Wilder next, yeah? And then
shout out to West Ham, by the way. What a result today to all you Hammers, by the way. Get up, the fucking Man U.
Yeah. Wolves on tomorrow.
Desi will be loving that one today.
Yep. Shout out to Des. Big West Ham fan.
Is he? He's a Hammer, is he?
Yep, he is.
I ken a few boys that are Hammers like.
Heavy-handed Des in the chat. Shout out to the boys. Bivol's talking. Let's hear what he has to say.
Actually, he had an operation on his right hand. I forgot about that, actually.
He wants to win over Beterbiev Smith, he says.
That's what we want to hear. So, Beterbiev's just got to keep up his side of the bargain. Do the business. And praise be to Sheikh Abdullah, whatever his name is. What's his name? Sheikh Turk.
Sheikh Turkey.
Get the fights on.
Yeah.
Fucking man, IBO, IBO. But you're slagging it off me. What a cunt. Fucking headbutt him. Also.
The IBO is an important title, says Mannix. Loving that.
What's the promotional deal with Eddie then for Bivol? Has he got so many fights, or is he just what's the crack? Do we know?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you, what the crack is.
Because I just feel like he should have boxed more than he has done. Don't know whether there must have been a reason why he hasn't. Obviously, Hearn's they're about, so he must have something on him or pretending to be some kind of promoter for him. So I didn't know whether he had like a so many fights deal, or I don't know where he's talking now, so maybe he'll let us know.
He's calling on Saudi to make the Beterbiev fight.
Thank you to the Saudis. Thank you to Caleb Sheikh.
Eddie will have him in with Martin Murray, says Ryan Deal.
Yeah. Eddie be fucking clawing the sand out his ass after all fucking
fight. To be fair to Beterbiev, he doesn't swerve the question, does he? You know, they both want the fight. I mean, Bivol, sorry. Beterbiev as well, but both of them. Down to the promoters now.
Here's Lord Fauntleroy now getting interviewed.
I just want to add, Steve, that in no way, shape, or form do I ever want again a post fight pod after a Martin Murray fight. Okay, I'm just
saying that. Sorry, right about that. Saunders.
Yeah, bad night for you guys.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? That was Steve Elwins as well. That was one of his picks.
Yeah, too. I know that was. I tried. Tried to up the content.
Did we do an Amir Khan one as well?
Done Khan Vargas live, didn't we?
That's the one I could drop in the first round or something.
That's right. That was a good fight, like, actually.
Yeah, it was quite.
Eddie says it's going to be Smith against Bivol because Smith's going to knock out Beterbiev.
He said that for long enough, actually.
Yeah.
But then Eddie says a lot.
Yeah, I suppose he shook off the rust now, hasn't he, Bivol?
That's some wig that Eddie's got on, no way. Holy shit. As Carol Froch says, the Moorish wig. Here's Lyndon Arthur getting interviewed. Perform as good as he could, he said.
Doesn't that suck when you give everything that you've got and you're just like, I'm just not as good as these other guys?
It's frustrating as fuck.
It's all about levels, right? It's all about levels. And unfortunately, some people are just limited, you know? You could put every hour of the day that he could in the gym and everything, but he just doesn't have the entire skill set of somebody like a Dimitri Bivol. And we are definitely looking forward to the next fight. Joseph Parker, Deontay Wilder. Kind of surprised that Parker paying less than 5-1 on this one. I thought he'd be a bigger underdog. But that said, Parker's had 4 fights this year. And Wilder hasn't fought in
He's only had one round in about fucking 2 years or something like that.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah,
he even one round, actually. However long that fight lasted.
2 minutes, whatever it was, against Hellenius. That's all he has. He seems to keep in the gym pretty consistently, though. That's good. He's been under the big lights with big events. I don't think that's going to bother him. But we'll see what happens.
Hope his outfit's not too heavy.
Yeah, no kidding. My main concern would probably be that Parker can fight low fairly all right, and I don't know that that Wilder's going to do too well throwing from underneath. So it could be an interesting fight, at least for the first few rounds.
John O'Donovan there, Matty, throwing in a few euros for us. He says, evening chaps, I think the next fight could be a cracker. It's Parker's last shot in a big fight. Could give Wilder big trouble, Danny, for a while at least, says John O'Donovan there, one of our fellow nutters. What are you thinking? Could give a few.
Well, I've been joined in the bar by fellow nutters listener James, and we both think that's a bit optimistic, to be fair. I mean, yes, Parker's last big shot, but I think we saw from the Joyce fight that the best has been beaten out of him. So I'll be completely stunned if he manages to kind of hang in it for at least 5 rounds. I think I think Parker's had his time, and I think Wilder, he needs to look good in this as well. Obviously, not boxing for 2 years, he's had a lot of time out, so he needs to come in, look good, and then just sit on the fence and wait for Joshua to do his thing. But fair play to John if that's what he thinks, mate. Oh, let's, you know, fingers crossed it does. I mean, it'll be a turn up for the books, and like he says, it'll be a bit of a cracker if it does happen.
Absolutely. What else have we got in the chat? Let's have a quick look here. Intervening just in between the fights. Bivol's on the telly at the moment, showing the knockdown there against Arthur. He won a 12-round decision. Ryan Deal's here. He says Parker tries to muff up on the edge of range and gets punched into next week. Yeah, it's hard to see what Parker does to offset Wilder, but then Wilder's nearly 40. If he can get the shots around the elbows, grab hold of him like Fury did, try and push him back, Wilder gasses rounds 5 or 6 maybe. It could become interesting. You've got to smother him. I know people going about the right hand, but that jab as well of Wilder is a sneaky good punch. He sort of blinds you with the jab a little bit and you're trying to get out the way of it. And all of a sudden, the right hand comes in behind it. So he's not a one-trick pony, Wilder, I don't think. Boxing fanatic, haven't seen him before. Welcome to you. I don't think Bivol gets the credit he deserves, always outclasses his opponents. Look at what he done to Canelo and Zerdo. He might not have the power, but he is an elite-level technician. Absolutely, 100%. Don't think anybody, well, I certainly wouldn't disagree with that. Bivol's an amazing fighter. I think he did a good job on Arthur there. Sometimes fights down to the level of his opposition, but so far, time has told the story. He's come in against Canelo, completely outboxed him. Don't listen to the judges' scorecards. That was a 10-2 fight. Zerdo again, big, massive unit, but like blowing up 20, 25 pounds from weigh-in to next day. Beats him out in Saudi as well. Two quality performances. I think I'm just leaning to Bivol over Beterbiev at the moment, but you know, as the boys have said, it's a tough 50-50 fight. What else have we got? Barry W's there. Shout out to him. Imi 2009. He's an Albion fan, but we're not holding that against him. He says Wilder is underrated for sure. He fought well in the Fury 3 fight. He did. You have to carry him out on his stretcher, but he is getting on a bit now. And he has been out the ring for a long time. What is it? 3 minutes in 2 years? Let's see how that plays on it. I don't think Parker's the man to exploit that, to be honest. TCW77 says, thank you, lads, for doing this. You are very welcome. Frank Fitzgerald says, can see Parker looking all right, maybe just on the edge of a few wild swings, but gets clipped eventually into next week. That's the thing. Can he go the 12 rounds without getting clipped? I don't think he can. What's going to happen then? Anybody else in the chat? Let us know your thoughts. Tosh has been here since the start. Shout out to him. Declan as well is putting in the hard yards. Jimmy Yappy's trying to get back into the Nutters group. I'm not letting you in, Jimmy, out of spite. You've left now.
Where are you, Jimmy, you bastard?
My voice is going again. How long have we been on for? 2.5 hours. We're doing all right, aren't we? We're doing our best here. Cedric Sniff's there on the sniff. Michael Thompson, JS. It was like watching a spa, that Bivol Arthur fight. I'm not quite sure I agree with that, to be honest. I thought it was all right. Kaiser Koba is here. Tommy MCC is hanging around as well. At the airport, picking up the boss. Can't watch it, says TCW77, but you can listen to us. Oh, shout out to Justin Dull. He's a Bomb Squad fan from... He's our North Carolina representative, is Justin. He's in the Nutters group. If you want to join the Nutters group, by the way, you're more than welcome to do so. Let me see if I can find the link. There we are. Patreon.com/boxingasylum. We do these kind of streams from time to time. Danny usually jumps on. Andy's here with us tonight. So is Matty as well. Ryan Deal, pay your £5 a month for the unrivaled analysis in the Nutters chat. Yep, there's a lot of great boxing minds in the Nutters chat over there. What else we got then? Let's have a look back on the screen. Tony Bellew's talking to Addy. What do you think, Andy, about the Wilder-Parker fight? Do you think there's a chance that Parker could mess him event? I think that it's maybe more... I may be doing Parker a disservice here. Former world champion. He's a decent fighter. We all know that. I think that he could have a chance based on Wilder's deficiencies, his age, his inactivity. I think those factors could give Parker a chance. If this was the Wilder coming off the back of, say, the first or second Fury fight, I think Parker gets knocked into the middle of next week. I think it's the fact that what the deficiencies could hurt Wilder, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, Parker is obviously he's well rounded. I just think obviously it's just like a real punching power, activity as well. In terms, I mean, like, say output can be. I mean, he can start fights pretty well, and then he can kind of fall into just that basically, you know, happy kind of box. But at the same time, see when you kind of like watch him. I mean, obviously you had what fight was it again? Dillian White fight was there for him in Bahad, I felt, and obviously he got dropped. I think he got dropped twice, possibly, I think. And he just didn't kind of really pick up the gas a wee bit when he really needed it. I just think, obviously, he dropped quite late in the 12th.
That's right.
I just think
there was a headbutt as well at some point, wasn't there?
I just thought, if you got a couple of those, just, you know, a couple of rounds earlier, that it might be a different story. Basically, to me, sold it out against Joshua. To me, it felt like he was taking a wee bit kind of more time to rebuild. That. But obviously, if you look at the opponents that he fought after, you know, post-Dillian White, been pretty poor, and obviously having to rebuild that after the Joe Joyce knockout. But you just think Wilder is good to have him back, but I still think he is the same man. He always will be, and he's going to cut loose that right hand. And when he does, when it lands, it's just a matter as to how much Parker can take. It'll be interesting actually as well if he does land it. If Parker gets sparkled, or if it's part of, like, say, oh, it dazes him, but then he gets stopped in accumulation. Because Parker's generally quite durable. obviously, apart from the Joe Joyce knockout, which is pretty brutal.
Well, to be fair, he was doing okay, and he just got worn down by the sheer physical strength of Joyce and the come forward. I wonder, Andy, whether Parker might hang around for a while, but does he have the devil in him to push Wilder back and hurt him? A lot of people take the piss out of Wilder and slag him, but I've said it before, man. He is a machine in that you have to literally nail him to the canvas to get rid of him. Can Parker do that tonight? I don't think he can.
No, I don't. Well, again, you just don't know how far a man is until he's been pushed, but he is going to have to try and find it. As you say, the Fury fights now kind of like, you know, are testament to what Wilder has been all about in the past. I mean, we just got to see him do it again. I just think if he loses tonight, Wilder, even Parker for that given regard, but if Wilder, because this would be a big upset if Wilder was to get beat, even with his lack of activity, but it would be absolutely unbelievable just to kind of upset the apple cart. Can you imagine Parker then having the rematch Joshua if he pulls it off? Or even funnier, what happens if Parker wins and so does Otto Wallen? What happens then? Wilder and Joshua, they're going to have to, what, both retire?
They'll fight on the undercard of Parker versus Wallen.
Oh, my God.
Fuck's sake, could you imagine? A few more
seconds coming I don't think we'll get any upsets in the main event. The chief supporter, though, I think so.
Just quickly there, Ryan Deal's thrown in $8.99. He says, fee, fi, thumb, thumb, measure the head circumference of a Canadian. It's a reference to Mahmoud, no doubt there, from Ryan Deal. Shout out. Stephen Anthony thrown in a fiver. He says, just a small contribution to say thanks for entertainment over the year, lads. You are more than welcome, Stephen. Matty, just a quick one, a few ones to read out here. Barry W says, I think Andy Lee can certainly set a good game plan for Parker, but Joe doesn't have enough in key moments to execute it. Wilder will win by KO in 3 to 4 rounds. Then Frank Fitzgerald, easy for me to say. He says something that is irrelevant to this conversation. Sorry, Frank. I think Parker's made some money, hasn't he, Matty? My God. Considering his achievements. I mean, he's been a world champion, WBO. We all know that. Can't take that away from him. But he has made some money and been given some opportunities. You could say Parker might retire if he gets obliterated by Wilder. I don't think he will. There's more opportunities. People seem to like him. He seems to be getting drafted in all the time. You could see him fighting AJ again in the future. Maybe even Otto Wallin. I don't think this is the end. We'll see a Parker if he loses.
He's only 31 years old, too. I mean, we keep thinking he's like far older than he is. So I don't think that's the case. I think we'll definitely see more of Parker after this. I think, you know, maybe other than Demore, I think all of these guys we're going to see in more fights down the line.
Even Frank Sanchez.
Even
he does his best to not be involved in big fights, doesn't he? He keeps on shitting the place out and everyone's like, come back, Frank. And he's like, for fuck's sake, I don't want to appear on these cards. Will you leave me alone? He's like, Bellew?
Yeah, but they just keep throwing the money at him. And, you know, it's hard to convince a guy who's seen people leaving an island on Volkswagens turned into boats to turn down money.
Oh, dear. Where are we at? Oh, they've got Frank Warren out now. God. It's at the dragging on point, Matty. We knew we'd get there eventually. I think we've reached it.
This is where it gets down to the real nitty gritty. This is what separates the men from the boys, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, I don't know where you are on your feed, but on mine, and it's like it's almost like it's surreal because you got Frank Warren talking on a DAZN microphone right now.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I've got as well.
Yeah, you're not seeing things, Danny. It's true.
Is that right? Yeah, fuck me.
Yeah.
I was going to say, these red stripes are strong tonight.
You're the Jamaican bear, man.
Yeah, there's no fights for Frank if he doesn't get on the zone. That's the key takeaway.
Frank's been walking about like a boss these fucking last few days, by the way. Even Coogs got a chance to interview him.
Coogs? Is he out there, Coogs?
Oh, aye. He was drying out of there, though, eh?
Joy is Gandhi's flip-flop, man. Flip me. Aye, all the team are out there. Oh, dear.
They'll be staying in the Sheraton, but then where the bar should be, there'll be no bar in that, you know, but the bar should be there.
Let's show a little recap of some fights from the evening here. Dubois Miller. That was you know, a pretty dang entertaining fight. And you still got to give it to Dubois. He hung in with the bigger guy trying to walk him down, ate a few big shots, and closed the show well. That was still a... I was impressed with what he was able to manage there. He did damn well.
After all these red stripes, I feel like a man from Kingston, Jamaica.
Red Stripes still has one of my favorite commercials I ever I remember. There's a guy sitting at a bar, and then the Red Stripe guy walked up to him, and he said, you, sir, you are ugly. Here, hold this. And he hands him a red stripe, and then he's standing there. He says, now look at you. You are beautiful. Hooray, beer. Anyways, one of those commercials I truly enjoyed. What the hell is that? Is that cult classic movie from Jamaica in the 70s? The harder they fall, the harder they come. What the shit was that called? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know Jamaican movies from the 70s, Matty. You've got me there, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, it was just, one of them films that got pretty popular at midnight movies. I'm pretty sure someone in the chat knows that. We know enough of an eclectic bunch, but who knows? Who knows? I don't just think there's many Jamaican films, you know, even Cool Runnings. It was about Jamaicans, but I don't think it was financed by Jamaicans.
But, you know, Cool Runnings is legendary, right? So let's, you know, it's a great film.
Isn't it amazing what an inspirational story that is for a team that finished dead last?
Well, it's like that swimming fella, isn't it? Is it Eric the Eel or whatever it was? Is he the Eel or Eric the?
Was it the dude like from Mozambique who nearly drowned in the pool?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah.
He got through his first heat just because
first full like back and forth across the pool, wasn't it? In an Olympics thingy. I'm real, but yeah, fair play.
For anyone who hasn't seen that, that's a classic video. Look up if you look up terrible African Olympic swimmer, you'll run into it on YouTube. It's classic. He does really drown and he's trying to get through it. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think by the time he makes the first turn, everyone else has completed the race.
Yeah, definitely. And I think he just about makes the turn as well, because it was an unorthodox turn anyway, put it that way. But yeah, it was quite funny.
Not much different from a turn I might make in a pool. I'm here laughing, but I would probably have fared not much different than the poor man in that situation. Not much of a swimmer here. I can, but it's not graceful.
The only thing I do in a pool, Matty, is heavy petting, mate. So I don't do any swimming at all, mate. Just
those days are beyond me. I have a house without a pool and a girlfriend, so I don't get a fondle pretty girls in the pool before we go back to the hotel anymore. Those days are behind me. Sad.
Matty's shedding the truth late on a Saturday night here on the asylum.
it sucks growing old and you're like, fuck, I'm not going to do that again. You know, it's damn it.
Matty, get yourself a red stripe. You'll be a beautiful man again.
I'm trying to get iron pills just so I can like be an energetic man again. Once I get there, we'll fucking try the red stripe and work on the beauty aspect. Man, isn't this just riveting commentary here? The numbers, oddly enough, aren't dropping too much. They find us entertaining for some reason, well, Danny.
Well, you say that. You've just seen a little snippet of Wilder there. And dare I say, he looks like he's got a heavy piece of costume on again.
Ah, damn it.
I don't know why he does it to himself, you know. You know, why put these silly, like, face masks and whatnots? And now he's got a full-on crown. I'm assuming he's going to come out with his stupid crown on that's going to weigh, what, I don't know, 400 pounds or something stupid. He's gonna sink his head into his shoulders. And then when Parker obliterates him in about half an hour, he's going to blame it on the crown and God knows. Well, I don't know why he does it to himself.
Late money coming in on Parker. I actually am curious what the if there's been any number shift in this fight. Let's see here.
Come on, man, give us a live breakdown. Come on the odds.
It's in the same place that it was. Parker paying 9-2. Wilder I don't even want to do that in your terms. I would have to bet $65 to win 10 on Wilder as sitting over under 6.5 rounds. You're getting even money on the under, though. Wilder by KO. You're gonna have to bet 4 to win 1 there. Wilder by decision. That's an interesting bet. That's gonna be 13-2. And then let's see here. Parker by decision is 8-1. Parker by KO 11-1. Let's see if there's anything interesting. Maybe they have a few fight specials that might be interesting here. Either fighter to be knocked down in rounds 1 through 6 is paying, gonna have to bet 2 to win 1 on that one, and almost the same if you get 1 to 3 to 10 to 12, which tells me the books are thinking this isn't going in to the 10th and the 12th there. Is my hunch. Parker to be knocked down 3+ times, almost paying 5 to 1. Trying to see, sometimes you see some interesting ones that might surprise you. Either fighter to be knocked down in round 1 at 10-1. I kind of like that bet, Danny. I'm going to put $2 on that. That's your live bet of the night. Either fighter to be knocked down in round 1. Not seeing anything huge here. Both fighters to be knocked down and Parker to win in rounds 1 through 6 is 65-1. Good God. Both fighters to be knocked down. The fight to go the distance is paying 30-1. Wilder to be knocked down 2+ times, 25-1. That's kind of an interesting one. If you think Wilder's going to lose the way he loses his legs, I think that's almost a better value bet than just Parker's taking, because basically you're getting the Parker by decision as an option on that. Wilder be knocked down 2+ times at 25-1 is an interesting bet. And I think he's either going to smoke Parker or something like this could happen. I don't know. It's not the most interesting gambling fight by any stretch, Danny. I think Wallen versus Joshua is where the more interesting discussions are going to be had. Andy Ruiz on the screen right now. You talk about an idiot who really lost out. He could have been on this card, demanding a shit ton of money, and now he's not on this card. His wife has kicked him out of the house. It's rough to be Andy Ruiz right now.
Yeah, he's a fool. He should have been boxing on this, and he knows it as well. You know, should have been him against Wilder, but you know, his missus put paid to that. You know, took all his cash, took his house and everything. So that's him screwed up. I mean, I don't know where Andy Ruiz goes after this, because he's certainly not going to get anything anytime soon. It's interesting. I'm just seeing now you've got big Del Boy Chisora hanging about there with His Excellency Turkey there, hanging about trying to get his face in the lights again. But yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah, it's... Like you say, though, we said earlier, Matty, that the value is in the Joshua Wallin fight, and it just goes to show, really. I think a lot of people know that, you know, if Wilder comes out swinging like he does normally, then this could end pretty quickly.
Absolutely. You know, and I got to say, with Chisora among that bunch there, Danny, I think that he might have missed out on a chance to have taken his signature Union Jack handkerchief and done a Union Jack turban.
Oh dear.
He's not touching that one, Dan.
No, I don't want to either. Let's move on, Steve. What you got for us?
I'm going back on meat.
Rob's joined us. Yay, Rob, talk.
Rob, I could see you wearing a Union Jack turban all around Ireland.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How could that not end well? That's, I don't know. That's where I'm at.
Remind me to tell you this one off air.
I hate that. I am morbidly curious, since that actually references something to you. This has to be a hell of a tale.
It's one of those ones for the fucking... Hashtag fuck the listeners. It's a private one only.
Wilder,
have you been on this for 2.5 hours, you maniacs? What the fuck is going on here?
2 hours 47, thank you.
Good Lord. Have you sat through the whole fucking card? Jesus.
Not
sorry,
quite,
I didn't get the memo.
I've sat through the entire card. I started at 9:15 this morning, and it's currently almost 3 o'clock.
Something wrong with you, man. Will the stream go that long, though?
Yeah, it's the first fight probably actually was 9:30 is when it might
I think
have happened.
You get our StreamYard. I think you get 6 hours or something. Oh, yeah, but maybe we're gonna be pushing that, you know.
We should strive for that someday. God's sake.
Oh, dear.
6 hours of uncut. So what have I missed, Bivol? I'm assuming I've missed everything. So Bivol did the business, I'm assuming, pretty easily, yeah.
12-round decision. Broke a lot of parlays.
Debt taxes and fucking Bivol by 12-round decision. Fuck me. Yeah, fair enough. Okay, and what was the one from earlier? Oh, Daniel Dubois, I saw the finish for that one. Smashed up the big Mr. Wobbly. It's a pity Big Baby Miller can't fight, innit? it's a massive pity, like, because he did a really good job promoting the show and fucking selling the fight and all that. Like, and he is a character that the heavyweight division needs. It's just, he can't fight. That's the big problem. He can't fight. He's fucking 335 pounds. But good for Dubois, though. I heard he had to overcome a little bit in the fight to get the win, and the stoppage was good, so fair play to him. This one's a bit dodgy, isn't it? Like, what's going to happen to this? Has anyone been keeping up with Wilder? Like, he's on the fucking ayahuasca, isn't he? He's overtaking toads in Costa Rica. So he might be a new version of Deontay Wilder before was just pure violence, like no technique, windmill. Then he got a bit of technique and he got scary, and he's still a scary dude. But what happens with fellas when they take ayahuasca is they go to a fucking, I don't know, like something happens. Like, maybe he's lost his edge here. Like, who knows? I'm going to blame the frog anyway if he doesn't get the win.
He's been licking the frog, man.
Parker and team supremely confident. Yeah, he's been. That's what they say. They're
doing the meditation thing. He's trying to realign himself.
Because they're saying, like, because you know Wilder, like, he comes out with this shit, like, that's crit. Like, it sounds like in his mind mad profound, but it's like mad basic. He's like, so what shall be will be. You know, so he says weird shit like that, and you're just like, what?
That's quite good, that, actually. About it.
What shall be and shall have been will not have passed, will have done. And you're just like, what?
So he's been reading the Bible when he's been stoned that he's actually in Napa.
Fuck is he talking
about? He's trying to recite it back to us, but he's probably trying to read it in Hebrew or something like that.
Yeah, but now he's like, what did he say? He said about the frog. He was like, sometimes it won't give you what you want, but you're going to leave with what you need. I said, shit, baby, sign me up for ayahuasca. Fuck me, what does that mean? It's not going to give you what you want, but you're going to leave with what you need. So Wilder needs the KO here to set up the mega pay fight. Andy and Parker team supremely confident that they can do something here, but I just can't see anybody in the heavyweight division. Like, he's going to look at the state of him. He's going to catch you eventually. Like, over the course of 12 rounds, he's going to catch you and start you, regardless of how bad he is or how much ring rust he has. And, you know, unless the fucking, what you call it, him and Shelly Finkel of it down in Costa Rica.
Shelly Temple.
He should be all right. I'd fancy Wilder to come through here by KO. I don't think that's a fucking surprise on anybody's books. But Parker's shown before, like, he's not elusive at all, is he? Like, he can be hit. Joyce got to him. Joshua got to him at stages. Just like Jared Chisora had him on the floor. Dillian White had him on the floor at one stage.
When Wilder gets to you, Rob, it's usually lights out.
Yeah, when he gets here, you're going to be left fucking splat out. Like, there's no kind of, like, you know, it's nearly worse for you if you get up, isn't it? Like, what happened to poor Bermain Stavarn?
Oh, look at Wilder. He's got a crown on. This is good. Remember the last heavyweight came out wearing a crown? This is going to end well.
This should be fine. Well, I'd be hugely surprised if Packer did it. Like, he might look good in stages in the fight, but I'd be hugely surprised if he could muster anything close to a victory. Like,
here's Malik Scott coming, the daddy nipple licker.
He should really have the crown, Malik Scott. He's the real king.
Go to YouTube, go to WhatsApp. We're going to send that again to you. I've got that. I've still got that.
Oh, God. I don't think I want to see that, to be honest. Wilder's going to
not again, anyway.
His suit being too heavy, man. Remember last time he came out in that suit? Look at him. All that bling he's carrying. He's going to be knackered.
I don't think that's nearly as bad as that other thing that he had going on.
I don't think he's going to accuse the excellency of fucking tampering with the gloves. be careful throwing around any accusations or something.
Like that. He's going to get punted to the fucking Saudi embassy. That's what's going to happen to him. Never come out.
He'll be all right.
Man.
It's all banter.
Okay. Every country's got blood in their hands.
Mm-hmm. My God. With all those fucking flames going off there, you'd think you were across the border in Yemen.
Yeah, it is.
What are people's opinions on Richie Woodhull as a commentator, by the way?
He's actually all right.
Listening to shit.
But I'm listening to the zone, so...
I like him as a fighter and everything, as a guy. I think he's fucking brutal in commentary, so fuck me. But anyway, I'm not going to be listening to him. I'm going to be listening to you, so it's better.
We're even worse.
And Rob,
we'll
see how synced up we are here. We'll let you know.
I've renewed my subscription service today, so we should be okay. My subscription service is...
Game change for you, Rob.
Game change, legitimate.
So I bet you're a little bit past where we are. I bet we are just a little bit behind you.
Let me see now where I am. Hold on.
My other is walking down the ramp right now.
Yeah,
how long is this walk, man? Where's he walking from?
He's in the ring. He's in the ring for me, Wilder.
Yep, he's not quite in the ring.
He's still walking the ring for us.
So
I won't give away the fucking results.
So, well, do me a favor, Rob. Just when it gets to the first bell, hit pause, and then we'll say when the first bell hits.
That's not going to happen. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to watch the fight ahead of you. <I'm running>.
Oh, dear.
Everything was going fine until we involved the Irish. I hope we've learned our lesson.
78 likes.
Maddie bringing a knife to a gunfight there.
Well, Darren Barker.
That's what you guys have to do because you're stupid pussy laws.
Pussy galore. Buffer's been rolled out. Matt Butters is ahead of us now.
I wonder if Haddam is there. I haven't seen him in the group lately.
Yeah, he was in this afternoon, I think. I think he said it was 12:30 about 2 hours ago, so I think he's away.
Hatem's out in Dubai. He lives in Dubai.
Oh, he's right. Okay, there you go then. He's loving
Here's the Buffmeister.
Aye, Michael Buffering.
Taking out the cryogenic freezer.
Yeah, he looks fucking well, doesn't he?
There's Tommy McCormick in Parker's Corner. Shout out. Good guy, Tommy.
I just truly hope that this or Wallen is a fantastic fight. So at the end, when they're announcing it, they can say, please, everyone, give us a round of applause for this jihad for the ages.
Fucking hell. Oh, dear.
Dave, just got to say, the Boxing Asylum merchandise is some way better than the Joseph Parker one, looking at Andy Lee's T-shirt. Like, terrible.
Looks like a Master P T-shirt or something from fucking Andy Lee, doesn't it?
Gotta make him say, ugh.
Mark Lyson, the referee, nearly 3 hours we've done. I made a cup of tea there in between rounds. Matty, Mrs. W says, are you nearly finished? I was like, well...
What are you getting started, Mrs. Wayne? Happy Christmas. I'm after bombing the missus and the little one out to the mother-in-laws for tonight. Like,
good man.
Schedule was fucking pending, wasn't it? So, you know, there you go.
I was thinking, God, Michael Buffer has to be about 80. In fact, he is 79. He turned 79 on November 2nd.
There you go. He's doing well. Larry Merton's not too well, is he?
Dad tonight. He's 85 and he's 25.
He rushed into the hospital today, apparently.
Yeah, honestly, best wishes to Larry and his family during this tough time. I mean, right around the holidays.
Ah, poor Larry, yeah.
If he was 60 years younger, he'd kick your ass.
Nice. Nice.
You a new shit. You a new shit. That was classic.
The way I move in these days, I think if he was 30 years younger, he'd kick my ass.
He was.
If you were both on weed, though, Matt, he'd win, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, if we were both on weed, I would fucking demolish him.
Listening back to that, actually, Maddie, I was disappointed in the panel for having Maddie as the favorite in the weed boxing championship. Fuck off.
There's weight classes, Rob. I'm not going to let you come in there and size bully me. We'll be competing separately.
Sports Social Podcast Network.